She just goes full bore, and then she sees a pothole and just doesn't care.
Well, apparently everything I come up with is just terrible.
I wanted free food. I didn't want to spend money.
You're going to listen to this, and I'm going to be the best one of the crew, though.
I'm not even the worst one tonight.
Yeah, you are. Terrible. Strike four.
Boom from the coal miners.
I mean, we can keep bashing Gabe's, I guess.
Bring him back really nuts.
Dude, we're fat fucks.
Welcome to our ninth and hopefully last episode of the ever so popular Rant City. With me today is Gabe's.
What's up, bitches?
Cole S.
What's up, coal miners?
And one ouch.
Nothing good can come from this.
As usual, we have many topics to discuss today. We're going to start out with a recurring segment on the pod. And it is breaking Willie Colon news. Cole?
I don't know what the news is.
Is it going to be news?
Probably not.
Okay. So I saw on Yahoo Sports there was a little write-up about how Mark Sanchez was being interviewed on the sideline after the starters had been pulled in the preseason game. And Willie Colon came up during the interview and slapped his ass.
So? That's what football players do, I guess.
True or false, Willie Colon is a prankster, because that's what they were calling him on Yahoo Sports.
No. False.
Gabe's.
So this is Willie Nuts we're talking about here.
Willie Nuts.
Definitely not a prankster.
That's pretty gay. I mean, not a prankster.
Wow, he's your boy.
I said he was decent. I never said anything about
dreads,
him being my boy.
He has dreads, and he's serviceable.
Maybe he shaved. Maybe he doesn't have dreads anymore.
I didn't see him.
He went to the Jets because his dreads sucks. That's all there is to it.
Possible, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It would only make sense.
Okay. Move on?
Yeah.
Strike one?
Yep.
Okay. Ichiro hit his 4,000th hit, but that's combining MLB and Japan. And he did that today. Is it a big deal or no, Gabe's?
You got to give the guy credit for that's a lot of hits. But I would only count the ones he hit in MLB if that's what you're talking about.
How many? What was the differential?
I think in MLB he has 2750 or something.
So it's a big deal. No. He's getting close.
Not noteworthy. Okay. Means you get to 3,000 before it's noteworthy.
Will he get there?
How old is he?
Like 60.
How old is he?
Probably 37, 38.
But he's still getting hit, so he'll get it.
Yeah, he'll probably get
he's
there.
He's probably like the second best player on the
He'll probably just stay around to get there.
Okay. Well, when did he come in? What age? 30?
I don't know. He was old as shit.
I don't think he was 30, but 28.
Okay. One ouch. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's about baseball, so I really don't give a shit.
That's the exact answer I was hoping to get from him. Moving on.
Strike two?
Yeah.
If we get to strike three, we have to shut it off.
All right, well.
So you can't suck, Cole S.
I'll try my best.
Okay. Apparently Jaws said Kaepernick could be one of the greatest movies ever. Gabe's.
I'm not even going to comment
it's
on
It's not a bold claim. He said could. You could say that about anyone. You could say Jason Campbell still could be
well,
the greatest
Well, I guess you
got to
give him some credit that he picked a guy that has some talent. Like, he didn't come out and say Christian Ponder could be the greatest ever.
You don't need to do that at all, Gabe's.
Well, usually that's what that dumbass does. He just makes outrageous statements so he can generate some buzz so he's
But it's
nobody.
Not outrageous because it wasn't a bold claim.
And
he
why
said
would
could.
You?
How a bold would, claim would be that he saying he would be.
Then why would you even?
Be.
Why would you even say it?
Why does he get credit for that?
Get credit for what?
For saying that you just said I got to give him some credit for picking a talented player. Why?
Because he's so stupid. He could have guessed someone wrong. You know, he just threw
so
a dart
right?
at a or dart at a board. And oh, I guess I'll talk about Kaepernick today.
So that's why he gets credit because he threw a dart at a board.
At least he hit the board. Guy's a fucking moron.
Okay, who? Who would he be wrong with, though?
Oh, do we even need to get on
yes.
this? We could go with Notch's boy, Blaine Gabbert.
Could be.
He'd have been wrong there.
You don't know
you
that.
Don't make that.
He's going to be wrong with Kaepernick, Gabes.
Huh?
He's
he
not
said
right
could
with Kaepernick's.
Be. You don't know if he's right or wrong.
Well, what do you want me to say here? He made a stupid statement. Why is
okay,
he talking
so
about
not,
it?
So now you're saying it's a stupid statement before you were giving him
I
credit.
Know, I gave him credit for at least picking a good player.
But it's a stupid statement.
It's a stupid statement.
But how does he have credit?
Because he didn't pick a dumb player. He could have said Sanchez.
Stupid. It's not
what
dumb,
if he
but it's
came
stupid.
Out, what if
it's not
came,
dumb, but it's stupid.
No, what if he'd have came out and said Sanchez could be a good player? We'd be ripping
well,
on him for that.
We're ripping on him for this.
It's whether or not
I'm ripping
he could
on
be
him.
The greatest.
Yeah, you are ripping on him, and you're saying he needs well, credit.
So.
You don't even like Kaepernick. Why are you giving Jaws credit?
I'm not giving him credit. I'm just
you,
saying he's
what?
An idiot. I'm saying I'm giving him credit for picking a decent player.
Rewind
I'm
this not... 10 minutes.
It was like 30 seconds ago when I made that statement.
Juan Alex, do you have any thoughts on this?
I haven't been following this really much at all.
Well, Juan Alex just struck out. I think the rest of us are still doing solid here, but Juan Alex just provided nothing.
So who made this claim?
Jaws.
Okay, well,
Jaws it's not steal. Really a claim, though, is what I'm saying.
It's basically a claim, though.
So you're saying could be. You could say it about anyone.
If you're going to let him off on a technicality, I mean,
You're arguing both sides, Gabe.
And I'm doing it poorly. Pretty bad.
Move on.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can keep bashing Gabe's, I guess.
I wouldn't say that was a strike, though. That was...
By you.
You were a strike by you.
Ready?
Yep.
Well, we were just talking about Jaws, so we might as well talk about Gruden, right? What are your thoughts on him doing Hooters commercials?
They just ruined Hooters.
Did you see it?
No, but...
it's a mock of quarterback camp, and they, like, had on the screen, like, serving wings or something, and he was, like, talking like it was a play.
I'm not even going to comment on this. I'm done.
I wish they would have had post interviews with all the guests so they could just said the best wings we've ever had.
There's a hot chick on it there, though.
Probably banged her.
Probably.
Doubt it.
Because he's a beast. Dude, he has a Super Bowl ring.
He probably cut her because she like handed out the wings wrong.
Okay.
And she probably didn't call the order correctly.
So he just, wants talent then.
he knows what he's doing. He knows what he wants, Gabe's.
He just ruined
her. Super Bowl winning coach.
Stolen Super Bowl winning coach.
We're not getting into that, okay.
It's probably like a Hooters Bowl that he's going to bring those girls to win or something.
Move on?
Sure.
Okay, well, I'll give Gabe's a pass on this next one since he's been giving a little too much input so far. One Alge, Rex Ryan says the Jets will have a top five defense this season. Is that possible since they'll be on field for about 80% of the time?
Well, you just made the best point you possibly could have made. They're going to be on the field the entire time, so it's not possible.
Top five, though.
No.
Any chance? There's
zero chance of that happening.
Well, I doubt it. I mean, I have no idea who their linebacking core is, and that rookie corner they just drafted just keeps getting destroyed.
Who do they even have that's notable on
the
defense?
They lost Darrell Revis, and they're saying they're going to be a better defense without him.
They don't have Cromartie either?
They have him.
They have Cromartie.
Oh, you do? That's the notable player, one you're talking about.
They got rid of Reeves.
And then their first round pick was D. Milliner. And they also drafted in the first round Sheldon Richardson. And I think he's a beast. I think he's
going okay.
to be they have, really do they have Jim Leonard?
No.
I don't believe so.
I believe he's the only white safety that also returned punts in NFL history.
And you can send that into ESPN. They'll definitely put it on.
They'll find out if that happens or not.
Could they be a top five defense if they weren't on the field 80% of the time?
Anyone could be.
No.
Well, I guess we're getting back into the could situation.
Okay.
I can't name anybody on their defense besides Cromartie and Milliner.
So I'm going to basically say no.
Who's, well, there,
Sheldon
who's on
Richardson,
their line?
They got.
I guess they have.
They got
Copels.
Who's on their line?
And who's that big guy from Temple?
Is it Sione Piolfa? Is he still on that big fucking Hawaiian tackle?
No,
D-tackle?
I don't.
We're talking about line.
Who was that? Was it Wilkinson or?
Oh yeah, Muhammad Wilkerson.
He's good.
They're linemen.
Well, I didn't say he was going to make plays. Yeah, I just said he's good.
What's good about the Vikings defense?
D tackles don't matter.
What's good about the Vikings defense?
Nothing.
Their D line.
No. It's got Robeson and Allen on it who don't wrap up.
How is that?
Am I right?
How many years did we talk about the Williams wall? Were they not good?
They don't have them anymore.
But he's saying D linemen are pointless. That's what I'm saying.
One Alge said that?
Yes.
I said D tackles are pointless.
Okay, One Alge made the dumb statement in your argument. Okay. So you're saying that Kevin Williams in his prime is no better than LaTroy Guyon?
Well, you can just throw the ball and you'll be fine.
Wait, like, they're defensive linemen.
Yeah, they average, like, what, when we're beast? Like, 50 yards rushing and, like, 400 yards passing?
It's because nobody rushed against them. They just went to the air.
Nobody rushes right now, so they don't matter.
He's saying that the Williams wall was not as good because teams just didn't need to run. They just would throw 400 yards.
Like,
a game.
If you can't run up the middle, simply don't run up the middle. Throw passes and
I mean,
yards.
Other teams have figured that out. Deal. The Vikings haven't, but.
Yeah.
There's definitely been good defenses where the D tackles were important.
Name one.
The Jaguars, when they had a beast defense and they had Marcus Stroud.
When
and
the Ravens?
John Henderson.
Haloti.
Haloti Ngata?
Ngata.
Yeah, Haloti Ngata.
He's a beast.
He is a beast, but
he ain't going to be as good this year. He's
so the Ravens' defense would have been no better without him.
They would be. They're better with him, but he's not like.
I think he's not they, with that defense, they could have plugged someone in.
Yeah. Plug him up, take up space.
Debatable. Speculation. Move on.
Terrible. Strike four.
All right, back to Gruden. How much would you trade a first-round pick for Kirk Cousins? Yes or no? I would.
I would have to say yes because Notch and I talked about this. When Ponder flames out again.
We're referring to the Vikings, obviously.
Out. Well, I'm just saying. He's going to flame out again. There's nobody in this draft class right now that you'd want above Kirk Cousins. So why not give up the one?
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater easily.
Well, A, we're not going to get him. And you'd have to give up a shitload to move up. So why not give up the one first-round pick to get Kirk Cousins, who's
because Kirk Cousins isn't good.
He might be average. He's probably like Andy Dalton.
You remember a couple years ago when Kevin Cobb was getting traded from the Eagles? Did you guys? I know you thought he was going to be good.
I thought he was going to be good too.
Every time a backup quarterback comes in and has a few good games, everybody thinks he's God. And let's trade all of our shit. Matt Castle, are you fucking kidding me?
I'm saying a first round pick. If you can't get him for only a first round pick, he's going to be an improvement unless you get a Teddy Bridgewater over anything else in that draft.
A first-round pick is a lot.
You don't have to draft a quarterback and first-round pick.
You don't need to trade fucking a first-round pick to get an improvement. Like, Michael Vick's going to be a free agent. Just sign him. That's an improvement. And I get to keep my first-round pick.
I guess if we're going to go on that argument, we asked a first-round pick. If we're going to wait, then I would rather wait to see if Philip Rivers gets cut or if they run Jay Cutler out of Chicago. Both better than Kirk Cousins.
Would you take either of those?
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't take Philip Rivers, but Jay Cutler.
Why not?
I'd take
Philip Rivers. Is so much better. He can at least throw a ball.
He is such a faggot, dude.
Look what he did when he had a decent wide receiver. He put up good numbers.
And a decent offensive line.
Thank you. He's getting planted more than
years. Number one, he is royally fucked this year. Yeah. Number two, we have not talked about fantasy one bit yet.
Well, we'll get there. Next.
Yep.
This is professional going in the next segments.
Okay, I guess we could talk a little bit fantasy here, but Michael Vick is a starter, Gabes. What up? You've been saying for 2 months that he won't be the starter.
I was just hoping.
You did not think Foles was going to win.
Dude, he was putting up
another backup quarterback that's going to be absolute trash because he had a couple good games.
He had a good preseason, man. He might win.
Hey, he didn't have a good
preseason.
Foles will play this year. There's no way Foles doesn't get some snaps.
Because Vic's going to get hurt.
Yes. So at the end of the season, we can look back at the records and say, I can look at you and say, what up, Cole? Because I bet you Vic or Foles will have better stats at the end of the year.
Okay, but that was
strictly because he'll play more games.
He was betting that.
Now you're saying play more games.
Yeah, you were saying winning the starting job. You didn't say anything about playing more games.
I was wrong. What the fuck do you want me to say?
That's what I wanted you to say. You were wrong. That was it.
Okay.
That's it? What do you guys want to talk about fantasy, I guess? Well, now it was your idea.
I don't know, man. I didn't prepare.
Dude, you haven't added one thing to this podcast.
That's what I always do. You should know this.
When you drafted,
usually you got witty comments.
When you drafted Cordero as high as you did, what are you honestly hoping for him this season?
I don't know. Just random Randy Moss numbers.
Where did you draft him?
Like the fifth round.
It wasn't a big deal.
It was kind of high. It's not as high as Tavon fourth overall.
You said you want to rely on his return yards.
Right, yeah, he's going to return. He's the main kick returner.
Yeah, except every single kick in the NFL now is just touchback. So
I don't know. Harvin did pretty good last year before he pussied out.
So are you,
had like
are you
one
stri-
return.
Are you planning on playing this guy as a spot fill-in or a starter weekly?
Originally, I probably would have had him as a fill-in, but my team is so bad, he's going to start now. I have three rookie receivers. That's my options.
You have Antonio Brown, though.
He's already got one of the other spots.
Okay, who are your spots, then?
Antonio Brown, Dwayne Bowe. Then my wide receiver, or my flex spot.
Cordarrelle.
It's Cordarrelle, Robert Woods, or fucking Justin Hunter.
Who are those
fuck
guys?
Is it? Justin Hunter.
They're all rookie receivers.
Who's Woods?
Rookie receiver for the Bills.
So if Kevin Cobb starts, he's worthless.
Titans. And he's fourth string. That was the worst pick ever.
So you're going with three rookie receivers. That quarterback is Ponder.
Or a rookie running back, Christine Michael. Yeah, his name is Christine.
Or that random black quarterback.
EJ Manuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If he starts, Woods might be solid, but otherwise relying on Locker and Ponder and Cobb, that's just not going to win you.
Dude, Cobb's your boy.
I thought he was going to be good a few years ago, but I clearly moved on from that.
He's pretty brutal.
Yeah, he's really bad.
What round did you get EJ in?
I don't know, like 20?
I wanted him. He has good
If you upside. Wanted him, you could have took him before 20 for sure.
I know.
Also, Gabe said he was going to target Brandon Wheaton. Thoughts?
Did you get him?
No. I didn't. I waited till like
he said he was going to take. He said he was going to take him, but then I took him right before him.
Dude, he's got some upside. He's got a cannon in an arm.
I have a feeling Cole is just going to trade like Cordarrelle Patterson for like fucking
To one of his friends for did not make the draft, and he's going to just trade rape that team.
Yep.
Like he does every year in his own league. Collusion.
Yes.
Is it collusion or
you probably don't even have those friends? They're not real. You're Haller and they're Gervin.
Yes. You're just secretly running like six teams in that league.
You realize,
other than Jeff, none of them are real.
You've met more than just Jeff.
Travis. Even in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bob. Bob's not in it.
But he's a beast.
Random as Bob.
Brandon, you met him.
He's the guy that sat in the living room, did nothing.
Yep.
Is he in it?
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay.
Who's the Corey guy? That's the only...
Well, he's fucking made worse trades with everybody but me, so you can't claim he's fake. I'm sure not going under his name and helping one ouch. And then going under my name is
fucking having might be doing that just to make it look legit.
I haven't made one trade with him.
See, that's the one where you throw us off the path. I know, you're going under his name. Yeah.
To make trades, to make it seem like,
yeah, like it's...
you're not controlling everyone.
Yeah.
Even
how would that help that's me? How are you doing that to throw us off?
Yeah, so you're like, throwing us off.
Even if they are real people, you're probably just running their team. You just tell them what to do.
No.
Or
you would never make a trade ever again. My first rule, if I was in charge of all my friends, I'd be like, don't trade with one out. That's the first thing I would say.
I haven't
That's won collusion yet. Right there.
You haven't won. I said I would say that, Gabes. Fucking idiot.
You've won 2 of 3, though.
Yeah, pretty, 2 of 3.
Yeah.
All
it's
because
not,
of
it
some
can't be skill.
Why can't?
Because you have Ryan Matthews.
Look what I did in Jake's
Patterson.
League.
Mike McCoy, bitch.
Look at what I came into Jake's League with. And look how I turned that shit around.
Yeah, you just tanked 1 year.
And then he was good 1 year and then tanked again.
Yeah. But with all your money, I'm sure you paid off one of the teams.
I guess I'll just prove that I'm good when I win your league this year.
There you go.
As Jaws of Steel.
The league is done then.
Good.
It's over.
It is going
to
be.
When Alge already wants it to be over.
12 teams. I think it's just going to be bad.
What?
I don't know.
It might be good, but...
He's so mad that you didn't do an auction draft, as he told you that.
Mm-hmm. He wanted that for, like, the last 2 years.
Yeah. Why don't you start your own
league? We'd have to get everybody together to do that. And...
Because you don't. You can do them online.
Yeah, but everyone would need to be there. Otherwise, how would you auto-draft that?
It auto-drafts. It goes, like, whatever their value is, it goes up to that amount. So, like, if somebody's valued at 18, their team would keep bidding until it got to 18, and they wouldn't go over.
Also, that'd be simple as shit. Just run them team out of money.
You'd go find players that you think are absolute shit that are worth like $10. You'd nominate them first.
Yep.
And then they would go to the top of that, and they would take them.
Yeah, I go 9, they go 10, they get them.
Yeah.
Have you been in a league where you've actually employed that strategy?
Yeah. Never a money league, though.
Oh.
How was it?
I don't know.
Was the drafting better than like a snake draft?
I prefer snake.
You know, instead of just asking these questions about how we do it.
Set up the league. You try to get players
dude,
to
dude,
get in
just,
there.
Why don't you just set up an auction league?
What is it, player?
Like, yeah. Even for this season, just a one-year league.
Just a one-year...
Test trial. People like it, then the next year we can do a keeper league or something.
Put it on. I'll put it on the board.
I won't be in it.
Yeah, I don't want to be in 4 leagues. That's just too much.
Well, why don't we just do the draft then?
Why draft? Why? Not gonna be in the
what
league.
The hell? So we know what it's like.
Just do a
well, which league are we dropping next year? Probably mine.
We'll see.
We might not drop any.
Until we get the bottom.
As of now, I'm probably dropping all of them but LU's.
You're not going to drop
I'll probably add one back on.
Out of R2 or out of R2 and Morris?
And Morris. I won't be... Well, I'll probably join that one again if it's not buy-in.
We're losing all of our listeners right now except for Joey.
Yeah.
He's just a diehard.
Well, what else do you want to talk about fantasy football? Or otherwise, I'm going to start talking fantasy baseball.
Jesus,
man. Well, pressure's on. 10 seconds.
I'm not good under pressure, so you can go to baseball if you want.
Baseball?
I'll just check out.
I don't know. Sure.
Okay. What do you want to talk about, Gabes?
In fantasy baseball?
Yeah. Rant about your players. Who do you hate?
Oh, there's so many. Where do I start?
Well,
how about Justin Upton?
Hang on, let me stop you there for a second. Gabes, you complain about all your players, including Goldschmidt and Edwin, so you're an idiot.
I said everyone but Edwin, or Goldie was a stud.
Who was the second one you said?
Edwin.
Edwin who?
Encarnacion.
Oh.
He's a beast, dude. He has like 95 ribbies.
I thought you were talking about Edwin Jackson.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus. But I mean, just look at my pitchers here. I got Theory, who sucks. Jim Henderson.
I don't know who that
Dumpster.
Is.
Jorge De La Rosa. Cingrani, when I can keep him on my team, and he's not on someone else's all the time. Addison
quit
Reed.
Dropping him.
Well, dude, he's the only one I can drop and then fill in that
Why?
Spot.
You're talking about how bad your pitching staff is. You should be able to drop somebody else then.
That's true.
Let me see it.
That's a good point.
Chris Archer, I've never even fucking heard of him. Drop him.
Yeah, but he just had Simple a straight, enough. Like, 20-some innings.
Tommy Malone, drop him.
Well,
Michael,
this is
Michael
now.
Pineda,
I've
drop
been
him.
All these
Jesus Christ, Gabes. I can only drop my best pitcher, you idiot.
What?
Wow. He's the worst.
How about your hitters? Who do you hate?
Everyone but Edwin and
Goldschmidt. But who do you have? And
well, to show you how bad my catcher, I don't even start anybody there. I got Nick Franklin, second baseman for Seattle,
decent.
Who's not bad. Brett Lowry, who can't even stay on the fucking field. I think he played like
drop
40
him.
Games. Can't drop him. He's got
Why?
Potential. Elvis Andrews, who...
You'll never be good at fantasy because all... I wish when I was going to win that
league, do you
want to
check standings? Do you want to check standings right now? We'll just check these standings out.
Who's
won? Because
who's
you're down... Really? Because collusion again.
What?
Last year, I had the lead all year long, and all of a sudden, boom, teams start tanking, Cole starts moving up. End of the season.
That happens every year, though.
Nobody from my... No, none of my friends in that league ever fucking tried.
The so that's why you invited him in.
No, it's not. He's
the only collusion that Cole has ever done in baseball is when I was in fighting for second place, and Cole didn't check his team for like the past 2 months, and he saw that I was in second, so he just put in like three starters the last day, and he passed me up in strikeouts. I got third.
It didn't happen.
Yeah,
it didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
You're laughing.
And
you
I lost by half.
I don't remember.
I lost by. You weren't even in the running, but you allowed John to take second. That happened.
So you were genuinely upset then? I don't remember this for real.
Well, it was second, so it wasn't a huge payout, but at least I wouldn't be paying that year or the next two, I guess.
Well, I didn't even want to be in it this year, but somebody takes my winnings and just puts it towards this year.
Okay, you say that now, but in the offseason, you said you wanted to be in it.
Just because I like the draft.
There
Every
you go. Don't blame me
sucks.
Then. Don't blame me for taking your winnings, then.
I do feel bad that we talked Juan Algin to this league.
Yeah, I do feel bad
And we
bad
just
about
take
that.
His $25.
He's made, like, three great trades, and he's still in, like, third to last.
He said if we start one from scratch, he'll do it. So
I mean, that wouldn't be that bad.
I wouldn't do it. Fuck that.
Yeah, you would.
I would
no,
want...
I
don't know if
you
I'd want to
run
do...
it, but you'd be in it.
I wouldn't do either.
I don't know if I'd want to do Rosatari or whatever it is. I'd rather go with Hensley. Same shit.
Oh, fuck. I had no idea what he was trying to say.
Well, I don't even know. Jesus. Fuck. I don't even know where I was going to go with that. I butchered that son of a bitch.
He was having a pretty clean segment for a while until you Rosatari.
Let's talk about when Alex wanted to do a prospect list for football.
No.
What?
It wouldn't be that bad.
First off.
You're an idiot, one Alex.
All right, explain the diameters of this.
It was the same as baseball.
Yeah.
Like, you
Good
just...
God. This is worse than Cole's Bleacher Report.
You've never read it. So.
Apparently, I'm just going off what I heard.
Except he can actually speak. He just can't write.
Oh, it's hot as fuck in this house right now. I can't think.
Gabe's just losing his shit because he's so hot.
It's not that hot.
Says the guy drinking a freaking 2-gallon jug of water.
Not relevant.
All right, so go on. He's hydrated.
So drink something. We're in your home.
Okay. What were you going to talk about?
The parameters of his prospect list.
Yes,
football.
Parameters.
So all the parameters would be as you just... College football players, you just like have a draft like you do in baseball. You pick like four people who you think
no,
are
you'd
be
only
good.
Be able to get like two. Come on.
Fine, two. How many ever you want to do. Just choose, like, two people, like, this year if you want Bridgewater and Yeldon. If you get them in the draft, then you get them when they're on the pros for a year. Just like baseball.
That would piss... Well, it would help people keep people, you know, like... Because then you're not waiting on a rookie to come through. But beyond that, it's just so much. People will be grabbing that player all year long when he's putting up numbers. Like, if you had
Trent... It just sucks for the league manager, whoever the league manager is.
What, you mean you're saying accidental ads?
Well, it's not accidental when you put a big-ass fucking post up there. Stop picking up Tony Cingrani, and he picks him up again anyway.
I actually yelled.
So you're saying it's a bad idea just because people would just...
Just people would do it, and like, just because...
Like, he didn't stop picking up Tony Cingrani until I yelled at him in person.
Like, what if there was a way so it was controlled by... Like, you couldn't add him?
Well, then it like, wouldn't be so bad, but...
So it's a good idea is what you're saying.
Well, then why not just do this? Keep them on your roster.
Because another thing is you don't have to check every single day. You can just check Sunday. Right. If there's a prospect in the lineup, you can just drop it then. And then they wasted a waiver ad. So how's that bad?
Well, I just think it'd be pretty gay.
Right?
Because one of the bonuses... I just know for a fact that I wouldn't even... Like, if 15 people in my league said, let's do a prospect list, I still wouldn't do it. I would just rather have the league full. Me personally.
That's fine.
Dictatorship. League vote 15-1. It don't pass.
So you can do that in your league if you want, Gaze, if you want to deal with that.
No. You'd be taking over a league.
I never actually proposed it. I just had an idea. I thought it would be...
It's a bad idea, but it's an idea, yeah.
What were you talking last year about waiver claims? Instead of, like, going in reverse order, you have to pay
like
for
having
them?
A budget or whatever throughout the season? Yeah, so, like, if you spend all your money on one guy, then you can't, like, keep spending...
So
you can't tank the first 3 weeks so you can get the hottest three picks. Because that can boost you a championship.
Like you have
sometimes.
To spend your money on who you actually think is going to do good instead of just adding the hottest pick every week.
See, I think that would actually help players that, like, borderline making the playoffs.
Owners.
Or we play fantasy football. Same shit. Anyways.
You just wanted me to spaz on him so much right there.
I was just watching your reaction.
But... Yeah, I mean, it would help them, but beyond that, what else does it do? It also helps the lower players because, like, the year I got Jacob Tammy when he came up, I was able to move him for a fourth-round pick.
That never happened.
It happened.
You gave up a four for
Wait,
Tammy?
Wait, I did?
Yeah. I think Schaub was also involved in that trade.
And you really like Tammy, huh?
No, that was in Cole's first league.
That's what I meant, Cole's, yeah. Tammy's a beast, dude. He helped us win high
school. Dude, he's third.
Fourth round.
No, he didn't.
Yes, fourth he did, round. Dude.
The only reason
that's the one player fourth. I picked up.
Dude, you know why we won that league, right? What defense? You know why?
I don't remember.
Arizona Cardinals defense.
Oh.
I spot started them because our defense, I don't remember what the deal was.
Was that in the championship or what?
No, I think it was the game before the championship.
Oh.
And they scored 27.
What league is this?
Was in Jeff Savage's league.
Was that the high buy-in where we got fucked over?
High stakes. Yeah.
Wait, were you a co-owner with me?
Yeah, I supplied the money, you supplied the brand.
I supplied half the money.
Same shit.
And it took him so fucking long to pay us.
Yeah.
And then he deleted us off Facebook, so we wouldn't see... Like, the only reason he did it is so that we wouldn't see that he was starting up a NASCAR league.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are going to join a NASCAR league?
No, he was hiding it from us because he hadn't paid us yet.
Yeah.
Oh, like, really?
He deleted us, and then that day he had his NASCAR league, and then Z texts... Or messaged me on Facebook. He's like, "Are you in Savage's NASCAR league?" And then I went to his page, looked for it, and we weren't friends anymore.
How do you score a NASCAR league?
I think everybody just picks a driver and whoever has the most points at the end of the year.
That's just terrible. That's worse than baseball.
Yeah.
Anything I can't really compare the two, but okay.
Well, no, that's bad.
Anything else? Fantasy football?
I still haven't came up with nothing, so I guess...
Have you even tried?
Yeah,
no, not really.
You mailed in the first two segments.
I mailed in the whole episode.
You haven't added much this round.
Dude, you haven't added anything.
I never add anything, though, so...
He's the instigator. Cole, what do you think of that?
If I didn't do that, you guys would just sit here in silence, so... Ready?
Is this the Would You Rather?
No.
Okay.
Rapid fire.
Is there more than two this time? Because last time you said that, it was over so quick.
There was more than two last time.
I'm just going to division winners just quickly go around. You guys have to say it within like 2 seconds.
Why was he complaining that rapid fire is fast?
Well, no, but there was like I was expecting a lot of just like
Gabe, what do you think of this? This. Instead it was Gabe, what do you think of that?
And then it was over.
Okay, ready?
All right, so you're gonna go like
you're just gonna say
NFC West.
Just gonna say a team.
Okay.
And I'm doing NFC first. Okay.
Okay.
North.
Green Bay.
Chicago.
South.
Who's in the South?
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I would agree. Atlanta.
West. One out.
Seattle.
San Francisco.
Seattle.
East. Games. Cole.
Redskins.
Giants.
Dude, I'm going Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Why aren't you picking?
I don't know. I forgot. Okay, AFC. North.
Bengals.
Who's even in that division?
Bengals, Steelers, Ravens,
Browns.
Yeah, Bengals.
South.
Who's in that one? Is there?
Is that like Texans? Miami Patriots?
Yep.
Is that
yeah. No, that's yeah. AFC East.
Is it?
That's East. Man, we're
is
real
the Titans and the Colts in that one?
Yep. I'd say probably
Titans, Colts, Texans.
Okay, that's
yep.
Texans.
Broncos is our end.
No, that's East. That's West.
So who is it then?
Titans, Broncos.
Colts.
Not Broncos.
No, sorry. Yep.
Titans, Colts, Jaguars, Texans.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Texans.
Okay. West.
Gabe.
West. Broncos. Yeah, I said Broncos. Texans.
Broncos.
East. Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah. Patriots.
Easy call.
Bill Belichick. What was the worst pick? Chicago.
It's not a bad pick.
Yeah. Just because of Nick Roach.
He's not even there.
They throw to literally nobody other than Brandon Marshall.
Are you sure he's not there? Where is he?
Nick Roach is like starting in Oakland now, I think.
Actually, I think he's right.
Oh, okay. Who's who took over there then?
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, they have DJ Williams and John Bostic.
That's who it is.
Okay. Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Broncos. I can't say that because they like had
they lost Miller. Injuries.
I'm going to go with Seattle. They'll get Percy back and he'll dominate.
And they have Sidney Rice.
I'm going to go with the wild card, and that'll be the 49ers.
Even though Seattle's winning the division.
I said the wild card.
Oh, I just meant like...
Right, nope.
I got you. I'll stick with Broncos, I guess.
So Gabe's theory is Seattle's going to win the division, but the 49ers are better, basically.
No.
That happens
it's just
all
they
got to
get hot in the right time. The
AFC West is terrible, so... Yeah.
So they're going to probably go, what, 12-4, 13-3?
Probably. I could see maybe the Chiefs somehow taking a game off them.
I'm just going to say the Patriots because I'm scared.
Solid.
I'd like to see the Patriots win it.
Oh.
Them or
why?
Peyton.
What?
Well, no, I'm just saying I would like to. They're not going to win it, but I'd like to see Tom Brady get another Super Bowl. Or
why?
Peyton.
He has like 7.
I just want to see him
He's
get another
won
one.
Like 3. He's been to 8. Does he really need one more game?
Why not?
Dude, I'm with Gabe's here.
Well, that's because you like Bell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, I like Brady too.
Like, and my whole reason
yeah, he doesn't
for
need
Peyton
another one
to get another Super Bowl is I hate people are going to be like, "Well, Eli was the better quarterback because he has two.
No one's going to say that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, they will. Because everyone's
it's not
all
the same
about,
thing as the LeBron and Jordan argument, which you're about to bring up. It's
no,
not the same.
I was not even going
to
get
yeah,
into
you
that.
Were. That was the only other argument there is. That's the only one that comes rings to rings.
No, it's no. All I'm saying
it's
is
it's not even close. Eli and Peyton.
Your boy. Ron Jaworski sits there and says, well, he won this many Super Bowls. He's a better quarterback.
Maybe, though.
A.K.A. Joe Flacco, your boy.
So, Ron Jaworski's a
an
analyst.
Idiot. No. No, because
no, he's just
Trent
saying
Dilfer
those are that's one person who is saying that.
I'm just saying. That's what dumbasses will say.
If Peyton Manning and Eli Manning both have a bad year, Jaws will blame them having a bad year on them taking too much free time making bad commercials. It's what it will be.
They're idiots. And then they'll have to get Gruden in there to coach him up so he can give him some of that knowledge.
That's not a bad idea, right? Like, if you want Eli, if Eli wants to be better than Peyton, go one-on-one with John Gruden. That's good thinking, Gabe.
I'm done.
Came up with a good idea. All right, would you rather? Do you have one?
I guess I'll...
Cole, come on. No, I'm going first because yours is, has to be better. Is it good?
It's not mine, so I'm...
But you can still know if it's
average,
bad.
Average.
Okay, what about yours?
I don't know. It's not bad.
Is it on par with your last one?
Maybe a slight step down. All depends on how we get into it.
We're not going to end on a high note, so just...
If Cole would have brought one.
I'll think of one, dude.
Okay.
Do you want me,
I'm going first.
Okay.
I'm going second, then.
Okay. Mine's not good. Ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather be coworkers and best friends with that gap-tooth guy from the league and spend 8 hours of work every day with him and then 3 additional hours after work plus minimum 5 hours a day with him on the weekends? And he acts exactly like he is in that show.
Okay? What's the alternative?
Or lose a quarter of every paycheck for the next 15 years.
I can't afford that.
I don't think you can really afford 11 hours a day with that dude, though.
Yeah, but if you lose if you lose your house, then you're probably going to have to move in with that dude.
Well, you could always get a different job.
Or just have different friends.
I would definitely pick the guy because out in the
Well, you
where
can't
I
get
work,
a different job because you
we're
just...
In, we're in the shack after work anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Gabe's?
I would say lose my paycheck. That's that like, guy is just god-awful.
That's like $400 a week for me, so fuck that.
You got that in your back pocket right now.
Okay.
What else?
I don't make enough to lose a quarter. So I guess I'm going to have to be best friend with that guy.
I guess I didn't put a time, like how long or how many years that goes on for.
If that's for my entire life,
I was assuming... say 15.
15 years.
So same as the paycheck.
How long with that guy?
15 years.
Yeah.
Or until I murder him.
It's either one or the other.
No murder. You can't murder him. You have to hang out with him.
Can you do the friend off? Where you just like walk up and dish him off? It was in one of their episodes.
I don't know. You still have to spend the time with
him. Damn it.
You can pass him off for like 30 minutes and you should get right back with him.
No one's going to want to hang around you if that guy's there, though. So you can kiss your personal life goodbye.
Yeah.
Who of us has a personal life right now?
We are doing
this is what we do in our Wednesday free time.
Like, but the thing is, he would be here.
Like,
right
he'd
now.
Be in the podcast with us.
Yeah.
Which would give us some street cred.
He'd probably be the best one of us.
How about this? It's not that actual guy. He just looks exactly like him. And so it's just like a random guy. You don't get street cred for
he's
hanging out with him.
So he's just as bad as him, except he's not famous.
Yeah.
So how's that any better?
It's actually
I'm
worse.
Just saying it. I'm making it worse. And then how about this? What did I say? A quarter of your paycheck? Yeah. How about 10%? But he's worse.
Well, then I'd still do the paycheck.
It's only 10%, though.
Yeah, 10%, that's like $5 for me.
I'd do the paycheck, then.
Yeah, I'll agree with you guys there.
The bad thing is the 5 hours a day on the weekend.
I'll just pick up like a part-time job and not have to hang with that guy.
Still have to put in
You have to put
hours.
In the times. That's minimum. Part of it. You have to put... If you choose that, you have to take the time. There's no arguing.
So you say you pick up a part-time job on the weekend... And you put in your 8 hours on the weekend. You still have to, after work, hang out with him for 5 hours.
Or he just comes and works with you for that 5 hours.
Which would be best case scenario, I guess.
Because wait, if I'm taking the dock and pay, why would he be hanging out with me still?
Oh, you said
no,
dock
I'm
and pay.
That's the or.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm taking the cut. The money.
Yeah.
If it was 10%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quarter, I don't think anybody can afford. Maybe Cole.
I'd hang out with a dude. I don't care.
Okay. He's terrible, though.
Have you watched that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
One ouch. Okay. You're up.
Okay, this is coming straight from Notch, so all the credit goes to him. Would you rather have
to... I would wait until to see how it was received before saying it was Notch's.
He just wants them to know that he had no information in this podcast at all. Like, the one thing he could have pretended he brought to the table, just no.
Yep.
Okay, would you rather have to listen to Gibbs talk about fantasy sports for 8 hours a day... For 3 weeks, or get hit stick by James Harrison.
One time.
First off, I got to get into two things here. So. Not only did Notch not even be at this podcast and fuck up my would you rather, he then disses me by saying I can't talk fantasy football. Fuck you, Notch. That's all I got to say. Fuck you.
Are you still going to his wedding?
I don't know right now. I'm sure because Laura will kick my ass.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Yeah. Okay, so. Listen to Gabe's or get drilled by
James
Harrison.
So I got to step out on this one.
Yep.
And it's just one time he's saying.
Any long-term effects?
Well, yeah, you're going to get fucked up.
And 3 weeks.
I would say...
Is it 7 days a week or just 5?
It's 7 days a week.
8 hours?
Yep, 8 hours a day, full week.
Dude, I would take it. I would take James Harrison if it was one hit stick per day. Nevertheless, once. So I'm going with James Harrison.
He hit sticks you, though, and you're in a coma for a week. So either basically dead for a week or listen to Gapes for three. Which is it?
Death?
Death for a week.
Obviously, if I knew I was gonna be in a coma, I'd listen to Gabe's. But if it was anything but a coma, like a broken rib or something, I'd take the hit.
Thanks, man.
Dude, I took you over.
I can't be in this one because it's
no. You're in a Gabe's.
How do I even answer it?
Listen to yourself.
Clearly, I'd go look in the mirror and listen to myself.
Just change it to listening fantasy ball.
That is what you have to do.
I'll take the hit stick.
You have to talk to yourself in the mirror.
He's saying that because I picked that, but he wouldn't pick that.
No,
not really.
No.
No, I don't know.
shit, I don't even know. I'll listen to Gabe's.
Thanks, man.
As long as it's
dude, I don't. I couldn't listen to eight hours of fantasy from someone that I did like.
Yeah, you don't like Gabe's
fantasy. I couldn't. No.
Is it just fantasy football, or can it be fantasy baseball as well? Mix it up.
That's worse. So
yeah, but you after 2 hours of football, you'd want to mix it up.
I really wouldn't.
Okay. I listen to 2 hours of football, then like two hours of baseball, and then the
I think
rest
it might
football.
Have to change. 8 hours a day, or just like a minute to your day.
Do I have to be in person, like with Gabe's?
Yes.
Or can he just like record it and I can just listen to it?
Don't
later?
Look at me. This wasn't mine.
This isn't mine either. So we're kind of
it's not in the question. I'm just throwing it out there. What do you guys?
In person.
In round, person.
Round table. Like
in person, right. I'm more. Looking at the hit by James Harrison.
Fuck.
Because like you
it's
just
one
like,
hit though, dude.
You could just like sit back and just.
That's also how the coma thing that he added, right? If you're in a coma, you're listening to Gabe's.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's either a week your life dead or 3 weeks wasted.
See Gabe's, we take you over a coma, dude. That makes us good friends.
Tears, yo. All
right, Gabe's. What's yours?
Gabe's, you're up. Unless you have one.
I do, but I'm last.
Is it good?
Probably not.
Okay.
Is yours good?
Well, here's what mine was going to be. I got it switched now. Mine was,
what?
Would you rather be a ginger for 10 years
or get
into a bar fight with James Harrison? So now that I got to switch this up, would you rather be a ginger for 10 years or get a lap dance once a week from a fat chick that stinks once a week?
Wait, what was the first one?
That's pretty random. Be a ginger. Switch up, but...
Once a week?
No. Be a ginger for 10 years.
Yeah.
Or get a lap dance once a week from a 300-pound fat chick that just stinks for a half hour.
What does she smell like? What kind of smell?
Some Lindberger cheese mixed with some anchovies that have been rotting in the sun.
How long is this lap dance?
Half hour.
Wait, in this scenario, are we like changing our DNA to ginger or are we just having orange hair?
Well, let me...
And freckles.
Like Andy Dalton hair?
Let's say...
Because I just have to dye my hair orange. I'm picking the hair.
And then you just shave your head.
Okay. Let's adjust this because that wouldn't...
You obviously have to have hair you're ginger.
Yeah. You're born a ginger and you have to stay that.
For ten
so you're just forever? You're just a ginger.
For 10 years until you can dye it something else and try to look different.
So you actually are a natural ginger.
I don't know how to say this. Would you rather be a ginger or get this?
I'll take the lap dance.
How many
and you have to enjoy
wait, you
it.
Said the rest...
You can't say you'd have to enjoy it. You can't make yourself
how long
enjoy it.
Would the... Was the ginger again? Hey, what was the length of the ginger thing again?
Ten years. But how would...
Okay, I'll take the lap dance.
Yeah.
Once a week?
Once a week not for, bad. What did I say, 5 years?
10.
Did I say 10 years for that too?
Oh, I don't know. I was referring to the ginger.
Is there any chance of death, like suffocation?
I guess if she really gets into...
Dude, in my case, I think I would probably die.
You're a tiny dude.
You know, being a ginger wouldn't hurt my sex life at all, so I'm thinking
I guess I'm with Cole. You have to have one for it to hurt it, so...
Cole just doesn't see any downside to getting a free lap dance a week.
I'm going to go ahead and take the... Yeah, I'm taking the lap dance. What are you
taking
guys
taking? Taking the lap dance?
I'll just be the ginger, okay. I guess.
I'll take
and if I absolutely well. If I absolutely need to get some, I'll just pay for it, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Gabe's?
I guess I would be a ginger because apparently they have talents now where they can play football.
Except you can't play football.
Well, most gingers
you already
do
know you don't have the talent to play football, though.
I'm just saying you got that possibility.
You don't know.
The NFL no longer discriminates against gingers.
Well, you do have like 3 years left to be a starting quarterback. So.
That is true.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Cool.
Possibilities.
Would you rather have Christian Ponder be the Vikings quarterback for the next 10 years?
One else already did this.
He's already going to be that. Where was it?
Let's just hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
Or co-own a fantasy football team with Nate Arndt, where the buy-in's $1,000. You pay, and he runs the team for the next 10 years.
In any of them 10 years.
So 10 grand down the drain, or watch Ponder.
For 10 years, yes.
I'm watching Ponder. I'm not throwing away money like that. Because there's no... Okay, how about this? If he somehow wins the league, how much is the...
Well, it's like $7,000 you win.
So you have a chance to almost get all your money back.
Yep.
How many but a very, very low chance.
Yeah, we've seen that.
I'll watch Ponder.
But you can't bitch about Ponder. You have to be like, okay, that's a good throw. He's got potential.
Here. You
even your 10, I have to say that.
Yep. But yeah, he still doesn't crack 2,000
passing yards. I'm not going to throw away 10 grand because there's literally no way that he would win the league.
What if you could afford it to where it didn't kill you every year to give out the grand? Like, I mean, it hurts, but it doesn't like set you back.
I'd still take Ponder.
Still take Ponder? Even congratulating him?
The Vikings are going to be terrible anyway, dude.
I'd take Nate Arndt.
I guess it would depend on who the alternative quarterback would be. Like, are we going to get rid of Ponder and get, like, Kevin Cobb?
Okay. Nope. Stop right here. Throw it. I'll edit it out.
Dude, I have no voice left.
Okay, well, you need to last another 1 minute. That's all we need.
I can't do it.
Where did you lose it? In what arguments? Oh, my God.
I've been talking all day.
That would you rather was pretty freaking tough. Come
on. I'm a pretty important guy. I've been talking.
Okay, well, now finish. Whatever. Okay. What were you going to say? Who's the alternative?
Yeah, who's the alternative quarterback?
It's going to be somebody we draft. You don't get to know who.
Well, then I'm taking the Nate Arndt. Or I'm taking that then.
Nate Arndt.
Yeah.
So everyone's taking it except me?
I don't think you picked yet, did you?
I haven't picked. I'd watch Connor. Why wouldn't you?
$3 a day, man.
I don't know. I take money out of my own pocket for the Vikings to be good.
Yeah, well, I guess.
That's a lot of money for the Vikings to be good. Just to sit there and...
Man, that's a pick. Good one to end on, man.
Yeah, that...
Did you finish? Did you pick one? Or...
Yeah, I said I was going to pick Ponder. Watching Ponder play.
So did I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Buy the merchandise. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And like us at rantcity.podomatic.com.
All right. That's all we have. Finish it up. Later, bitches.
Later, bitches.
Later, coal miners.
What else?
Dude, I'm just happy this is done with.
Thoughts?
Yeah, we just gave Joey Esposito a shout-out. He's definitely going to comment on this now.
Dude, leave that in the intro, just Joey Esposito.
To our biggest fan.
To our only fan.
Tay, when you kept spamming on StarCraft, did we get any of those things you were asking for? I know we didn't get any likes on Rant City, but did we get any comments or reviews or anything?
What was I spamming? Just the link?
No, you said, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter...
Sure.
You did the whole thing, and then that one guy's like, "No wonder you have 6 likes on Facebook." You kept fucking saying it.
No, we didn't get any more likes.
Well, I knew we didn't on Rant City, but I was wondering if we got any comments or anything.
Okay, my would you rather is bad, so I'll probably go first.
Okay.
I would say we just spam that over Bleacher Report. It might actually get a few hits.
Probably. We need to do is you two need to get your writing back up since you guys got so many hits, and then at the bottom say,
"Oh yes.
Tyler Dickinson is a blogger and podcaster. Check him out here."
Blogger and a podcaster. He's still more professional than that.
I was I told one out that, and I told you that I was reading your BR and mine too the other night, and I couldn't stop laughing at the comments, especially Colt's.
At my comments?
Comments and article. Just everything about it was just hilarious.
I remember I got in an argument with that one guy and you defended me. That's all I remember.
I hate how LU got in and defended someone once.
Somebody else?
No, one of us.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't me. He was...
Yeah, I can't even remember if I was serious when I was writing half that or if I was like just trying to piss people off. Like, I can't tell.
Cole's was fucking hilarious. Have you even read them, Gabes?
No. I think I read some of them because you're talking about the one where he did...
Oh, the overrated, underrated
yeah,
list?
Yeah, I read some
of them. You're in for a treat when it comes to Cole S's.
I think the comments are probably better than articles.
Is that where it broke out into all-out, like, fights?
Yep.
I remember the one guy who talked trash to me, and then I talked trash back, and then he talked trash to me for not... For, like, being...
Not using the correct grammar yeah. and whatnot.
Everybody always...
No, that's what he grammar. Started. And then I blasted him back, and then he yelled at me because I didn't say it on his page or something. Right?
I don't think it was like that, but either way, your article was, like, so many words misspelled and everything. It was hilarious. But that made it better, though, right?
Yeah.
So you guys have no time.
And then when Alex jumped in and said, if you want to be politically correct, go to ESPN or something like that.
No, sure. I think you just said something about mindless drones or something.
I have ESPN. No idea. It's been a while since
I probably won't read the article, but I might go back and read the comments now.
Those articles that you did weren't that long. And I think in two articles, one that you wrote, one that you wrote, both said you guys just hated Manu and just simply had no, like, reason for it. So you guys both got called out for that.
Dude, I got a couple emails from, like, on the basketball one, I got, like, compliments from the main people there.
What?
Like, the people that are in charge of
it.
They were...
Was it an auto message or something?
No, because they brought up Jerome James. He's one of the main guys. I don't know who he was, but he was somehow had power in Bleacher Report, and he was telling me how hilarious it was because he forgot all about Jerome James.
Dude, you got to find that email, or did you delete it?
It's definitely deleted. That was, like, fucking 10 years ago.
Well, it might still be there. You never know. What email?
Yahoo.
I'm surprised
I delete all my emails.
I'm surprised they actually kept our articles all up.
What do you mean? Like,
you can actually see it on Bleacher Report still.
Oh, do they take them down?
But you can't write.
You can't take them down.
Can you still write?
No. I tried. I was going to one day.
Oh.
And they're like, you need to fill out this application, blah, blah, blah. We only accept 10% of our
applications. So we need to find the next Bleacher Report then.
Yeah.
What was my second one about? I know I only did two.
Probably. Well, didn't you do overrated, underrated, and then overpaid?
Overpaid is one I remember.
Yeah.
Why don't you fill out the application
or
and then just
maybe one of them was your least favorite players? Do you think that would
you
be
need
no?
Like
maybe it was overrated, underrated? Because I think I might have said Carmelo Anthony is way underrated.
So many years in journalism or something.
Also, they're trying to go legit.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, haven't even started. Decent.